Hello, it's Nina, Smyrny Outdoors here. First Boo again in a while. I haven't had an opportunity to catch up with Boos. I've been working. Woohoo! Anyhow, today is Monday the 11th of March, and I have just been listening with great interest to a Boo by McColgan, also here on Audio Boo. Obviously, that's why I was listening to his Boo. Duh. McColgan said that he reckoned he was probably talking to the wind in terms of responsible dog owners, and his reckoning that most people who follow him on Boo and are therefore listening to his Boos are responsible dog owners. More than likely, I have to say. But his story, or his observations about people who assume that everybody is going to love their dog, really has struck a chord with me. I have got two reprobates that were rescued from the Dogs Trust, and both have come with their own issues. My little old lady now, fortunately, is largely too old and doddery to care, but she had a long-standing issue around men, and sadly also children. She's now absolutely fine, but I still wouldn't want to take the risk. So when she is out, she always gets walked on the lead, and when and only let off when there's nobody around. And when I do see somebody, anybody, she gets put straight back on the lead again. I had one unfortunate incident with her when I didn't get her quite soon enough, and my other dog had completely wound her up, and a gentleman got a little bit of a nip. So that was a lesson learnt the hard way. And my other dog is goofy, soft as putty, but huge, and was very badly educated. So he jumps up on people only to say hello. But when he jumps up even on me, his paws sit on my shoulders. And I can very, very well imagine how disconcerting that is for people, even if you do love dogs. So he also always gets walked on the lead, and he is pretty much continuously on the lead because he also has incredibly poor recall. He always thinks that the other people that he sees walking around, or the other dogs, are much, much more interesting. I actually almost lost him on the Isle of Skye once. Probably should have left him there on reflection, actually. But the upshot of this is that almost everybody in our local village does a big circuit to avoid us, because they interpret the fact that our dogs get walked on leads as the fact that they are naughty dogs. And it really, really, really annoys me, because they, like all dogs, have issues, more, some less. They are, on the whole, pretty well behaved, but I do not want to subject somebody who doesn't like dogs or has a fear of them to, you know, anything up close and personal with them. And I do find it quite ironic that the fact that I am trying to be a responsible dog owner is actually interpreted as my having two rabid, frothing hound dogs. There are a couple of people here on Audio Boo who have been to visit me, and hopefully will attest to the fact that they're actually soppy, soft, wonderful dogs. So there we go. Those are my thoughts on it. I think what McColgan said was absolutely bang on the money. So, Mac, I just wanted to let you know that your Boo has struck a chord, and yeah. I don't know who we address that to, but there do seem to be an awful lot of irresponsible dog owners out there. That's it from me for now. Got to go back to work. Bye for now.